Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joins us with what we call extremely local news. And hopefully this means the CTA train service is going to improve. Tell us about this, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, the CTA has been touting what they're calling dynamic scheduling for their buses and trains, which is trying to add a little bit more transparency to when trains are actually coming on some of the tracking devices. You know, there's been this problem with they're calling ghost trains that just never show up despite showing up on the app that they're coming soon and really frustrating commuters. So the CTA is trying to straighten that all out, but really, you know, the bigger problem here is they lost a lot of bus and train operators during the pandemic. They had to cut service. There's obviously fewer people riding then, but ridership is really stepping up, and they haven't been able to keep pace with keeping people running the trains and driving the buses. They're down about, by our count, about 85 operators. So they're at about 285 now for the trains. And that's been, they've been losing them more quicker than they can hire them, and which we've seen around the country as well. But that's sort of the biggest problem for when your train doesn't show up or your bus just flies by. Sometimes there's three buses at once. I think we've all seen that, and that's that's frustrating as well. But CTA is trying to get it straightened out. But I think the you know, the one thing that would really help is they get some more people into the system and behind the wheel.
Yes. How soon might people notice an improvement in that CTA train schedule?
Well, it went into effect in the last week or so. But they do say they've got 67 hires that are currently in rail operator training. So I think we'll, once those people go through the system in a couple months, I think you could start seeing a little bit more reliability on the CTA then.
That would be good. An iconic Bucktown sign has reappeared. What do we know about this?
That's right. Yes, this is a very typical Block Club story here. We've been investigating the mystery of the Schlitz on Tap neon sign that was outside the old Danny's Tavern in Bucktown. Danny's was a really a beloved spot on Grand 1951 West Dickens, just sort of a neighborhood spot. It closed a couple years ago, and the big Schlitz sign outside disappeared, and we've been trying to figure out where it went. The owners of the building said, we have no idea, it just disappeared. They filed a police report. They had a reward out. And just last week, one of the old manager of the bar drove by and saw the sign hanging outside a new bar that's about to open in Westtown. And he said, I've worked on that sign. I know all the dings in it and everything. So we checked it out, and what turns out what happened was the guys that ran Danny's that didn't own the building, they ran the bar, they kind of quietly took it down after they closed, had it somewhere for the past 4 years, and just installed it at this new place they're hoping to open at 2001 West Grand Avenue. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a standoff about, hey, that's mine, no, it's not, going on. So we'll see how that works out. But it is interesting that the sign is now on a place that used to be an old Schlitz Tide House, you know, those old buildings that only sold Schlitz back in the, you know, pre-Prohibition days. So the good news is that they are trying to reopen that one in Westtown. So it's always good to see those things go back online, because they've got a lot of architectural elements that are kind of just fun to look at from the outside, and tons of history.
At least the sign's back. Tell us how a group of Northwest Siders came to the aid of a veteran who was a crime victim.
Yeah, this is, you know, it started off as a sad story, but the neighborhood really rallied around. It's a gentleman by the name of Eddie Amoni. He's an 81-year-old pizza delivery guy and food delivery guy for Joe's on Higgins. Eddie's a Vietnam vet. He's been doing deliveries for 40 years for Joe's. So if you've, they say if you've ever ordered from our food from us, you probably got it from Eddie. He was delivering yesterday about 9 p.m. On last Wednesday, and he got punched in the back of the head by a couple carjackers who then took off with his car. They ended up crashing it in a chase with the state police and wrecked the car. Eddie's okay. He's a little shaken up, but it was really his source of income was this 2015 Hyundai Santa Fe. But word got out. Joe's on Higgins spread the word, started a GoFundMe, and just checking it now, it's up to $59,000 from people in the Jefferson Park area who are fans of Eddie, fans of Joe's, have really stepped up to help replace some of his losses, and sounds like a lot more. And also just kind of a thank you for Eddie for all of his life's work, you know, serving in Vietnam and getting food to the Jefferson Park area. So good job, all you Northwest Siders who kicked in.
BlockClubChicago.org for more. Seamus Toomey, thank you, sir. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.